You are tuned into the number one sports digital radio station in Africa, Vision U Sports Radio.
It is 16:38.
It is.
Still in the locker room. It is, yes.
Is it?
Yes,
oh,
of course.
Time flies when you're having
it
fun. Yeah. So we're talking GLAAD Africa Championship now, the GAC, with Tamim Shengu from Tami Soccer, founder there. Tami, it's good to have you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, lovely Romy.
Hey, Tammy's having a good Monday. Hey, Tami, what are you on? Give me some.
Okay. Yeah, on that one.
It must be Go and Fun energy drink. But anyway, let's talk about Rovers, because is there stopping Rovers after they continue their strong start in the GAC?
I've said on my last interview on this show before the FIFA break, I said they will continue to win. They will do the same like just like, remember the first season of AJDR Stars, mm-hmm. when they're the top of the season. I'm expecting the same on the Platinum City Rovers.
What is it? I mean, what is it that in the GLAAD Africa Championship sets a team apart from the next? You talk about a JDR Stars, but we're talking about a Platinum City Rovers. What gives them the edge?
The new team, ne? So the new team, most of the players, they played in the APC Triple League. So they are unknown in the GLAAD Africa Championship. That gives them an edge because it's their close book.
I hear you. And I guess that is where their strength lies, you know, by playing or holding their cards close to their chest. Hungry Lions, however, what attributes to, I guess, their success? Because they also are yet to lose a match.
Yes, they also not yet to lose the match. What I can say, the two teams who have been promoted this season from APC Mthethwa, they are strong teams. Unlike in previous season, like Etizana Pondo Chiefs, but this season they are strong.
Yeah.
They came to the GLAAD Africa Championship prepared.
I mean, there's JDR Stars, we're talking about Hungry Lions, you've already told us about Platinum City Rovers, but let's talk about JDR Stars, because past three seasons since their promotion, and they start well. However, will it be different for them this time around?
What I can say, they lost some key players at the end of the season to the DStv Premiership side. But they also acquired some new players like Ishmael Wadi and Maleboho Modisa from Mamelodi Sundowns, who was on loan to Maritzburg United last season. Mm-hmm. So those players, they've lifted the team, and also they have a good goalkeeping department.
All right. So they are there. Will it be different this season, though? Will we see a JDR Stars no longer in the GAC?
What I can say, JDR Stars, TS Sporting, and Richards Bay, one of those teams will be automatically promoted at the end of the season.
Which one?
One of those three.
Tami, you're taking the easy way out here. With that said, though, Black Leopards, a team that we know, but a team that isn't really... They're not finding their feet. They aren't.
Yeah, Black Leopards. But what I can say, that their last match against TS Sporting, they lost against good side. Yeah? So... They've even found the rhythm. As you know, they lost most of the experienced players at the end of the season after the team was relegated.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will come very, very well in the next few matches. They will fix those problems that they've encountered in the first three games. After that they'll start picking up some points.
Okay, okay. With that said, though, for Black Leopards, where they are, eventually picking up points, but then let's also talk about a team that we know very well, and that is Jomo Cosmos, right at the bottom of the log.
Yeah, Jomo Cosmos. I've said in my last interview, it is not time to press the panic button. They have a lot of new players. So I don't think the team has gel. I think they have a good defense, mm-hmm. but the problem is up front. If they can find someone who can score goals, they will do very, very well.
Yeah.
The regular goal scorers, which have done very, very well for Ezenkosi last season, they are no longer there. Talking about Mukesi Sikolo, who is now with Free State Stars. And there's another player who was the captain last season, who is now at Kukune. So losing those two players, it affected them up front.
And it's sad. It's sad to see where they are, but like you said, resulting in new players, and so perhaps this is the rebirth for Jomo Cosmos, a Black Leopards yet to find their feet, and as you said, a JDR Stars are in your top three who might be promoted at the end of the season. Tami Mshengu, that's where we leave it. Thank you so much for your insight into the JAC.
Thank you very much for having me, Romeo.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the number one sports digital radio station in Africa. Vision New Sports Radio.